that we're continuing to grow is in the young people of the church, right? Because that's our future, correct?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, young people, come forth. Come forth. How's it going? Look at all of them.
Woo!
See, I know. Woo! You guys all gang up on me. You know I can't handle all this. I can barely handle one or two. Look at them all. Lovely. How was everybody? Good? Everybody have a good week? Everybody have a great week? Yeah, me too. Glad it's Sunday, huh? All right. Oh my heavens. What's happening here? Oh, I'm getting a phone call. From a phone number I'm not sure of. Do you guys mind if I take this real quick? Do you guys mind? You don't care? Okay. Hello? Yeah, this is Jamie. Who is this? It's God?
Oh my gosh.
Hi, God. How's it going up there? Yeah? I'd love to talk. I'm a little busy right now. I've got 7 kids sitting in front of me doing the children's sermon. Oh, you have a better idea for the children's sermon. Okay. All right. So, hold on a second, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm listening, sir. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Did I see my neighbor had a broken down car on the side of the road on the way to church this morning? Yeah, I saw that. No, you're right. I didn't stop. Well, what happened was I was really, really busy. We had to get to church. I had to do the bulletins, get ready for the children's sermon. I mean, you can see how busy I am down here. And I had to fill in the offering scripture because I wasn't done yet. And the pastor just gave me your sermon. And then I had practice with the band, and I had to tune my guitar. Yeah, I understand. I have a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you're thinking here that I probably should have stopped for that person? Yeah, really? Oh, they were on their way to church too?
Oh my gosh.
All right. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So let me just make sure, because you know how I am. Next time I need to stop for that person, even though I'm busy and all my stuff's really important for you, because it's more important to help somebody else. That's what you would rather me do, is love my neighbor and help them out in the time of need? Okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah, lesson learned. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, love you too. Bye. All right. I'm sorry, but when he calls, you got to listen, right? I mean, so anyway, you guys understand that really wasn't God. But that's what God would tell me if that happened to me on the way to church this morning. And it could have easily happened, because all those things were much more important than anything else that was going on. I can get nothing past you. Nothing. I didn't trick you. It was for the story. But Jesus told the same kind of story about a good Samaritan. There was a guy who was walking along the road, and he was beat up and robbed and basically left for dead on the side of the road. And a couple people went past him and didn't even help him. One was even a priest, probably on his way to church to do all the stuff that he had to do at church, because there's a lot of things to do. But he should have stopped. And there finally was one person who did stop. The Samaritan person stopped and gave help to that person. What Jesus wants us to know is, it doesn't matter how busy we are, how important you think everything is, it's more important to help someone in need. When they need you, stop what you're doing and help them out. Okay? So you guys going to do this week? Yes? We do this at work. Do I have your commitment this week to do this? All right. I'll be checking in with you next week. All right? Dear Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you give us opportunities to help other people, Lord. And I just ask that you open our eyes to those opportunities, and that we always learn to stop and help someone else in need, because that's the most important thing that we can do for you, is love our neighbor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.